Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with...
Michael Urie. I am playing Bud Frum in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
And I'm Becky Newton, who plays Hedy LaRue in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
And listeners, of course, know that I am Brendan Padgett of the Kennedy Center, and I'm putting this on. Sorry, we're all being different people today. No, thanks so much for coming in, guys. Obviously, they're
pleasure.
Playing the opposite roles this time. But the show is How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying at the Kennedy Center from Wednesday, June 6th through Sunday, June 10th. Now, I know this was, I think it won the Tony in like 62, and it came back for a Broadway revival with Matthew Broderick.
And Michael was in the original one.
I was. Right?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yeah, wow.
Yeah, I played the...
You look young for your age.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
How to Succeed in Aging Without Really Trying.
Exactly.
It won the Tony and the Pulitzer.
Wow.
Yeah. One of only a few musicals that won the Pulitzer Prize. Huh. Hamilton, Rent...
What?
How to Succeed in Business
Without
Really Trying.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, all shows no one's really heard of.
Exactly. Yeah.
Remind us, I know you play the love interest to the main character, and I know you're sort of the business rival, but remind us of the general plot. Anyone's there.
Well, it is a satire about the world of big business as it was in the 60s and as it kind of still is now. And the reason it was such a huge hit is because it's absolutely hysterical, and the music is to die for. But it was this satire on what it was like to work in big business at that time. And it was a world, of course, run by men, where women were the objects of their desires.
Mad Men style.
Every office had a bar cart. And in this show, in 1961 or whatever, they made every man an idiot and every woman far superior in intelligence. But the women weren't allowed to be in control. So while the men ran the business, the women sort of ran the men. And that's why this place still holds up somehow all these years later. Because even at the time, it was satirical.
Awesome. And we got to talk about the main characters played by Skylar Astin.
Oh, yes. My God.
Skylar Astin is J. Pierpont Finch.
He's so good.
He's totally great.
Day one, he knew all his lines.
Crazy.
He sings like, he's amazing. Yeah. What an amazing talent. Yeah. And Betsy Wolff, who plays Rosemary. Mm. I watched her make out with my husband last year on Broadway in Waitress. So now I get to make out with her. It's amazing. Not in the show, just backstage.
But you do get to make out with Skylar Astin.
Yes, yes.
And John Michael Higgins.
It's a busy show for me.
That is a lot of making out.
Yeah, a lot of making out with people who are incredibly talented.
Well, take us into Finch's journey. When we drop in the show, you know, how does he get this little handbook and, you know, where does he go?
Yeah,
we don't know where
handbook?
He gets the
where
book.
Does that
That's
come
a good
from?
Question. It comes from the prop table, I guess.
Yeah, the prop table. He picks it up right before
the show starts, and then he starts.
In
the
show.
The book is, the musical's based on, I think, a satirical book that was called How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And in the show, we find Finch as a window washer. He's a window washer who's found this book, and he follows every step. And by the end of the show, he's sort of running everything. And I mean, that's not really a spoiler.
No, spoiler, he didn't give away much.
I don't think I gave away too much. But what's really fun...
He succeeds in business without really trying. I mean, you gave it away.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
He ends up...
It's sort of in the title.
I mean, it's in the title. Yeah. Okay.
No one saw it coming.
And I play... the boss's nephew, who's basically evil and who's working, who's crawling his way up the ladder while Finch shows up and bounds his way up the ladder. And so he becomes my rival, and I do everything I can to take him down. And then Becky's character shows up. She's the last character to show up. She's the big boss's side piece.
Hedy LaRue.
And she shows up and sends the entire office, all the men, into disarray.
Right. And she wants is to be a secretary, but for many reasons, no one will allow her to be a secretary. So chaos ensues.
Yeah, and she has her eye on Finch.
Oh yeah, she's got her eye on everyone.
Yeah.
She's it's really been fun to play.
And how, I mean, you guys were in Ugly Betty together, right?
Yeah.
Was it like reuniting here, down here at the Kennedy Center?
It's amazing.
It's
all they
awesome.
Had to say to me was, oh, on stage with Michael Urie. I had no idea how amazing the show was, how amazing the cast was. So this has just been an incredible adventure. And when I get to see Michael on stage, my whole body relaxes and I get the giggles on the inside. It's just fun. It's fun, fun, fun.
We had a very special working relationship on Ugly Betty. We were two characters that they imagined a thing or two with, you know, every episode. And we became such fast friends and had such good chemistry on that show that they started writing for us.
We basically wouldn't allow them not to. and now what ends up happening, it's happening again on stage, is like, I always feel like I'm new to this whole acting thing, but Michael was trained, he went to Juilliard. So if I just follow Michael around, usually things work out for me.
Can't go wrong.
It's sort of what's going on here in DC.
They would give us like three lines and we would turn it into 10.
The same thing
is happening in this. I mean, it's such a perfect show. We're not changing it.
But we add hugs.
Yeah,
our characters like to hug.
How many hugs have been added in this particular production?
A few, and I'm sure a few more by the end.
Yeah. There's quite a few hugs.
Yes. I feel like Hedy and Bud have a relationship in this particular show that might be new.
Yes,
to the relationship.
I think so too.
Because we can't hide our affection for each other.
It's obvious. Just sitting here, even
disdain is affectionate.
Even the conflict is adorable.
It's like, yay, conflict.
Affectionate disdain.
Yep.
Remind us of some of the great songs that we.
Big showstopper is Brotherhood of Man.
It's so good.
Which is this incredible 11 o'clock number where Finch is in big trouble and he basically turns around the entire the office to be on his side by the end. And it's this huge dancing. Dennis Jones is our choreographer and he's created this amazing dance. And it's a showstopper. Truly like the definition of a showstopper.
And I have to say, I did not know Michael was such a good, what do you call it, a hoofer? A dancer?
It's
real dancing. I luckily just get to run out and pose while all the dancing happens. But Michael, I've been very impressed watching you dance.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I dance a little bit in the show. It's
a little bit. You're like up there with real dancers.
We have an amazing cast of serious dancers.
But you blend right in there.
Oh, thank
impressive.
You.
I feel like there's a hug coming on.
Let's do it!
What do you guys have a personal favorite number that you guys get to actually do?
We're not
in addition to the 11.
Oh, well, we do have a song together. We have the Been a Long Day reprise together.
Our first little teeny song together.
Yeah.
To me, it's just the show. The fact that I get to be in a show with Michael Urie is pretty awesome.
What are some of the other songs?
Well, Coffee Break is very funny song where the it's time for a coffee break, but there's no coffee.
That's
I'm kind of feeling that right now. I haven't had one yet.
You haven't had one yet?
Well, we had this fire drill thing. What's going on here? I know. Usually I've had like six by now. I know it's crazy.
I don't even know how you're here.
I'm just sleep talking right now.
You're slipping.
Yeah. I'm slipping. Falling.
So there's this hilarious coffee break number. And what's cool about all musicals when they were first done, you know, they don't arrive perfect. They don't show up perfect. So there's a lot of development and workshopping. And my role was played by Charles Nelson Reilly, who was this genius comedian and like a director, and he was a real man of the
match
theater.
Match game,
yes. And then he became really famous for doing game shows.
Yeah.
And so because I had this incredible predecessor in the role, you can really feel where he said, I'm going to do this here and I'm going to do this here. And it became like they wrote for him. And so when I get to go and like attack this material, I know that it was nurtured by a true genius. And the same thing, it was originally choreographed by Bob Fosse.
Wow. So, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so the coffee break number... You know, it's really just like a funny song about a bunch of office mates who can't get coffee and go mad. But because it was a Bob Fosse number, it was this huge dance number. So we're not doing the Bob Fosse choreography, but it leaves room for Dennis Jones, our choreographer, to do something special. And that's what's cool about revisiting these old musicals is like, here's a role that I play that was played by a comic genius. He won the Tony.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what he did. There's no archive. There's no video of what he did. But I can imagine where he took his moments and found his spotlight. Same with your role. I don't know who played your role originally, but but it's another fabulous comic role. I mean, this
it's
show is
such a great. I will say the role itself It's funny already. Yeah. I barely have to do anything except tease my hair and put on fake lashes, and it's already funny. But it is that it does feel like that kind of show. It's like all the parts are these gifts.
Let's go into the humor a little more. What makes it so hilarious?
Oh gosh!
When our audience, when our listeners hear this and they say, okay, there's some, they've talked about the dancing, you know, but why do I want? If I want to get a laugh, why am I coming to this?
It's one of the few musicals I know where the songs are funny.
Everything's funny. The sensibility of it is funny. It's like the kind of, it's universally funny. Right. I know Michael and I have both done a lot of TV comedy, and that can be really subjective. Like, I'll watch a show, my husband's cracking up at something, and I'll watch it, and I don't get it.
Right.
This particular show, the style, the look, the vibe, it feels like it is universally funny. It's
across
still
the board.
Holds
and
up.
Timeless. No matter who
timeless listening. Across the board. Yeah. It's just like...
Because a lot of times on TV, it's something's funny for about 5 weeks,
right,
and then it's not funny anymore because... Yeah.
Except Ugly Betty with you guys. You know, that,
well,
that goes longer than 5 minutes.
We're a little biased, but okay.
But there's a, like, in the very beginning, the first, his first step in the book, the first lesson he has to, you know, achieve is to find a company where no one knows exactly what anyone else is doing. And he observes this company interacting around him, and you see these two guys talking, and they say, "Hey, Jenkins, did you get my memo?" "What memo?" "My memo about memos. We're sending out too many memos. It's got to stop." And Jenkins says, "All right, I'll send out a memo."
That's so like Marx Brothers stuff, right?
Yes,
there. It's like the party of the first part.
Yeah. It's in on the joke from the very beginning, and I think that's what will make it so universally appealing.
That's great. All right, what do we see? Visual-wise, costume-wise, set-wise.
1960s snaz.
I tried on my pirate costume last night.
Oh, how's that?
Spoiler alert, it's amazing.
She doesn't want to be a pirate.
Seinfeld is the kind of,
that's,
it's
a
similar
example.
Humor. Okay. It's timeless humor like Seinfeld, where it's just funny. It doesn't...
Funny's funny, man.
Yeah.
Funny's funny.
It doesn't refer to what's happening in the world right now. It doesn't refer to what the
way
people are talking.
Although this does, coincidentally, refer very much to what's happening in the world now.
There's
an entire song called "The Secretary Is Not a Toy."
Ooh.
Interesting.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. That one. So it is shockingly timely, but doesn't mean to be. It just happens to be.
Right.
Which is the best kind of commentary, actually.
I totally agree.
Well, and you dust off some of these old musicals, and you have to address the current climate, like My Fair Lady and Carousel are playing right now on Broadway.
Right.
And that's about a guy who basically, puppets a woman to make her something she's not, and about an abusive husband, respectively. And
it sounds hysterical.
But they both
on the street where you live sounds creepy now.
But they've had to tailor those productions for the Me Too era. And this show does not have to be tailored because it was always
already
a comment on sexism and that, which is fascinating. I mean, that's why it won the Pulitzer. I mean, that's why it's the brilliant show that it is.
Awesome. Well, anything else you guys want to add before we hop off here? Why should our listeners come out?
Well, it's a beautiful... I mean, coming to the Kennedy Center is beautiful no matter what.
And just come say hi to us after the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun. We'll give you big hugs if you want them. And if you don't, of course, we'll be so respectful.
I also think, like, if you were an Ugly Betty fan, this is in that same wheelhouse.
Yeah.
This is you know, when I was here doing Hamlet, people would come, the Ugly Betty fans would come, and they would be like, "This is different." And I'm like, "Well, it's Hamlet."
Right. Just a little different.
But How to Succeed is actually, it's a very...
You're still alive.
Yeah. Look, you lived. You got up.
You got
end.
Out of it.
This is basically, we're playing conniving, slightly stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm a dumb secretary.
It's
checking off a few boxes that Amanda checked off.
A lot of the same things that we got to do before. But so there's no Vanessa Williams.
There is no Vanessa.
There might
Judith
be
Light
by Wednesday. We don't
know. That would be fun.
Yes. Oh, that's a good idea.
But the cast is incredible. John Michael Higgins is so funny.
I loved him forever.
The great Michael McGraw, Tony Award winning actor.
When he
plays two roles. He's fantastic.
That song you guys do together with the head flicks. Come just
Company
for
way,
the Headflix.
Yeah.
Company
just
way.
For the Headflix.
So good. Oh, wow.
And then...
it's like Netflix, but Headflix.
Yeah. But Headflix. Yeah. And it's just a fabulous cast and the songs and the dances. And it's, you're going to go and spend 2.5 hours smiling.
It's pure joy.
Not
I would say,
thinking about your life.
Yeah, it's pure joy. Fun joy.
Sounds like great for a date night, a great bring the family, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Family, you can for you can totally bring kids, right?
Yeah. What do you say? I mean, I think so. I have a 4-year-old. I'm not sure she's going to come because she likes to heckle. I brought her to see my husband on stage last year. And during the quietest moment of his second act, it was a very dramatic moment, she screamed, "Hi, Daddy!"
What show is this?
Waitress the Musical. I
what
have
role was he? The doctor?
He was the doctor.
Oh, wow.
And they were breaking up, and she just thought that was the time she should announce herself to the entire audience. I wanted to die.
Wow. You're like, well, she used to be my daughter.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So I'm so scared of getting heckled.
My best waitress reference.
That I don't
Sorry.
Think she's invited.
She used to be mine.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, this sounds really great. And it's a short run, too, right? It's 5 days?
Just this week.
Yeah. Are you guys taking a tour elsewhere, or is this
no,
is it? A one-off?
This is it.
Special engagement.
Yeah.
Special engagement. 7 performances only. You gotta come.
Please come.
Get your tickets now.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome, guys. Again, it's How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying at the Kennedy Center Wednesday to Sunday. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.